Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're diving into Mark Douglas's Trading in the Zone. Sophie, I've got to ask, before I read this, I always thought successful trading was about finding the perfect strategy or some secret pattern. But apparently, that's completely wrong?
Hi there, Sam.
Yeah, that's exactly the myth Douglas demolishes. He argues that the real secret has nothing to do with your system and everything to do with your psychology. The market is neutral. It doesn't have an agenda. It's just moving based on millions of people's actions, and the meaning we attach to those moves comes from inside us.
So when I lose money, it's not because the market was out to get me? That's kind of relief, actually.
Right.
And he says that's the core premise. The market is neutral. Your beliefs and expectations create your reality. If you think you're unlucky, you'll find evidence of bad luck in every losing trade. It's all about what you bring to the table.
Okay, so the first big myth he tackles is that you need to be right more often than wrong. That's the most destructive idea in trading, according to him.
Exactly. You can be right only 30% of the time and still be hugely profitable if you manage risk correctly. Conversely, you can be right 70% of the time and go broke if your losses are bigger than your wins. It's not about being right, it's about managing risk.
That is wild. So the market doesn't reward correctness. It rewards effective risk management and the ability to act without fear.
But our brains aren't wired for that. We crave certainty. Every time you place a trade, you're stepping into pure uncertainty, and that triggers fear responses. So we cling to systems and rules not because they work, but because they give us a false sense of security.
And when the system fails, which it will, we feel betrayed and start searching for a new one. The cycle repeats because the problem isn't the system, it's the trader.
Exactly.
Douglas introduces this idea that the market is a stream of opportunities. Your job is just to take the ones that fit your parameters and let the rest pass. But that requires detaching from the outcome of each individual trade.
Which is hard because we tie our self-worth to wins and losses. If I lose, I feel like a failure. If I win, I feel like a genius.
Right.
The winning trader views each trade as a single data point in a long series. They don't get emotionally attached. To get there, Douglas says you need to internalize 5 fundamental truths.
Okay, let's hear them. First, anything can happen in the market. No pattern is guaranteed. No prediction is safe. Your only power lies in how you respond.
Second, you don't need to know what will happen next to make money. You just need to identify opportunities where the potential reward justifies the risk and act without hesitation.
Third, there's a random distribution between wins and losses for any given set of variables. So even with a profitable system, you'll have losing streaks. That's normal, not a sign something's wrong.
Fourth, an edge is just an indication of higher probability, not a guarantee. And fifth, every moment in the market is unique. The past doesn't predict the future.
These truths are the bedrock of a winning psychology, but just knowing them isn't enough. You have to believe them deeply. Douglas says beliefs shape your entire experience.
Exactly. If you believe the market is dangerous, you'll see danger everywhere. Changing beliefs starts with self-awareness, observing your thoughts and emotions without judgment.
He also talks about the specific challenges at different stages. Beginners are often paralyzed by fear, unable to pull the trigger. The solution is to create clear, unambiguous rules that remove doubt.
And then experienced traders can swing to overconfidence after a string of wins, abandoning their rules. That's where blowups happen. The key is recognizing that your emotional state isn't a reliable guide.
So whether you feel confident or fearful, your rules should be the same. That's discipline. And Douglas says discipline becomes effortless when you truly believe in your approach.
He also makes this great distinction between being wrong and making a mistake. A mistake is violating your rules. Being wrong is just the probabilities not playing out. You can do everything right and still lose on a given trade.
That takes so much pressure off. It's not about being right every time. It's about following your process.
And fear is the biggest obstacle. Fear of losing, missing out, being wrong. The antidote isn't courage, it's acceptance. Accept that loss is inevitable and part of the business.
Once you accept that, you can set stop losses without hesitation and take profits without regret. And he recommends a trading journal to track not just your trades, but your thoughts and feelings at the time.
Yes, that helps you spot patterns you'd otherwise miss. Maybe you always hesitate in the afternoon or overtrade after a loss. Those patterns reveal underlying beliefs.
The ultimate goal is to reach a state of flow, complete absorption in the present moment, where you're responding to the market without conscious thought. That's where you operate at your best.
And he warns against trying to predict the market's next move. Prediction is trying to control the uncontrollable. Instead, focus on responding, align with the market's movements.
The book ends with a powerful message about personal responsibility. You are responsible for your own experience. If you're losing money, it's because of something you're doing or not doing. But that's empowering because it means you can change it.
Honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
For me, the big takeaway is that trading isn't about being right. It's about managing your mind and your risk. That changes everything.
It really is more about personal transformation than market strategy. Master your psychology and the profits follow. We'll see you in the next one.